Guten Abend, Brüder und Schwestern. Ganz herzlich möchte ich alle willkommen heißen in den teuren Namen unseres Herrn Jesus Christus. Alle, die hier von nah und ferne da sind. Wir haben heute einen Bruder in unserer Mitte, der wohl am weitesten gereist ist. Über 20 Stunden ist er gereist aus Paraguay. Unser Bruder José Sosa, bitte steh auf. Das ist unser Bruder aus Paraguay, den heißen wir ganz herzlich willkommen in unserer Mitte. Gott segne dich. Und auch alle anderen, die hier sind, ich sehe aus vielen Ländern, seid ihr angereist. Der Herr segne euch ganz besonders. Und ebenso auch alle, die jetzt mit angeschlossen sind und mithören, Gott segne euch alle. Lasst uns dem Herrn loben und preisen. Und wir beginnen mit dem Lied Nummer 17 aus den kleinen Heftchen. Jesu, zieh zum Kreuze mich. Die Nummer 17. Stimmen wir noch Lied Nummer 18 an. Ich brauch dich alle Zeit. Nummer 18.
Amen. Thank you.
Ja, wir brauchen
yes.
Die Gnade und
we need the grace of our Lord at all times, brothers and sisters. Also tonight we are waiting for His word until He fulfills it in all of us. Just grace that we have still this opportunity to be gathered here so freely in His presence to hear His holy word. And we are confident that the Lord will bless us richly today. Now for the word of introduction, we would like to read a word from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. From verse 3. After this, Brother Alfred will pray with us. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Up to here, this holy word of God, we all stand up for prayer. We are grateful to God for this wonderful word which we have heard. Here Paul says, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet. Can we not say this also tonight? Are we not grateful for each one who was called by God? We are so many here tonight. May the Lord come to each one of us to his right.
Das ist recht und billig, weil euer Glaube überall.
As it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, may the Lord give it tonight, that our faith groweth exceedingly, brothers and sisters. And the brotherly love of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Is this not our wish? Let us now pray together. Heavenly Father, we are so glad and are grateful to you that we can be here tonight. We are grateful for the word which was read. Your word is spirit and life. May you all work this in our lives. May we grow in the faith and may the brotherly love abound. Lord, grant it also tonight by the preaching of your word. Speak to all of our hearts. You know what we have on our hearts. We have come to hear and to believe and to have a new experience with you in a supernatural way, as you promised it. Lord, we thank you. We are convinced that you will use our brother to bring your word tonight, and so that your word accomplishes in us for what you are sending it for. Lord, may all who we are here and all worldwide who are listening, may all be blessed by your word, by the moving of your spirit, by your presence. Lord, you are not only here at this place, but you are all over where your word is being heard. You are present by your Holy Spirit. And where you are, Lord, there something happens. Lord, we read in the scripture that wherever you were and wherever the people came to you, you helped all. You helped all. And tonight you are in our midst still the same. We thank you for it. And we give you the glory. Lord, come with your Holy Spirit upon all of us. Fill our hearts with your love, with faith, with hope, with trust. And may you use our brother in a mighty way, strengthen him after spirit, body and Lord, grant all these requests and come to your right. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let us sing, "This is the day, this is the day." Let us also sing, "Only believe, only believe." Thou art worthy, thou art worthy. To this we say, Amen. You may be seated. We are very grateful to the Lord that we can be still gathered, undisturbed, to hear the word of the Lord. Our brother from Paraguay was already mentioned. God bless you in our midst. May God bless all ministering brethren from all peoples, tongues, and nations. And may He bless everywhere. Really, all over the earth, all brothers who share the word of truth rightly and who give out the spiritual food, the revealed word. Now, just briefly, special greetings from all our brothers and sisters. Brother Schmidt gave me special greetings from Sister Demchenko. Brother Demchenko was a man who knew languages. He went home, but the sister is asking that we should greet all. Now, greetings from the Congo. Greetings from Brother Bulumba. Greetings from Brother... I have to look it up. Greetings, yes. From Maputo, Mozambique. Here we have greetings from Brother Nyagi from Nairobi, Brother Ellis from Edmonton, Brother Joseph from Kinshasa, Brother Udo from South America, Brother Jürgen from South America. Greetings from Brother Dr. Mbie. He phoned me and he said, Brother Frank, for us this day is a very special day. 200 ministering brethren are gathered here, and we remember the day on which you came for the first time to this place, 42 years ago. And we were thanking God with all our hearts, which the Lord has given us at that time. Then greetings from Brother Mamba from Kolwezi. Then greetings from Brother Adi, Romania. Greetings from Brother Christian, Romania. Brother Draza is sending greetings. And Brother Jacques from the Ivory Coast. Brother Müller from Germany. Brother Etienne Genton. And he is greeting all of us from brothers and sisters from the Iran and from Armenia. Then we have once again greetings from Abidjan. And this brother is greeting Brother Jean Lambert and Brother Tati and Brother Miro in a special way. Then once again greetings from Lubumbashi. Greetings from Brother Cecil from Pretoria. Greetings from South America. Greetings from Brother Cases. Greetings from Brother Lubumbanga. Greetings from Brother Vladimir in the Russian language, from Bashkirian. Then once again greetings. Another brother, Vladimir from Divno. Divnogorsk, Russian cities. Then Brother Patrick from the Congo. Then brethren from Burundi. Greetings from Brother Chauffeur, Brother Mwamba. Once again. Then Brother Motika, Brother Miché. Once again from the capital, from the Ivory Coast. All are sending greetings. Greetings from Budapest. Greetings from Brother Jeremiah, Congo. Greetings from Brother Gajewski, Poland. Greetings from Brother and Sister Anderson, New Zealand. Greetings once again from the Congo. Greetings from Brother Dumanon from the Philippines. Then from Brother Ompat from the Philippines. Greetings from Moldavia. Greetings from Brother Bruce from Cape Town. He's greeting with Psalms 126. Then once again greetings from Brother Gepotemi and greetings from Brother Motso Mamba. Then greetings from Nancy. Then once again from Goma. Brother Dr. Lotika is sending greetings. Once again greetings from South Africa. Then Brother Gerlando from Palermo is sending greetings. Once again greetings from Russia. Once again, greetings from Brother Kabanga and greetings from Kinshasa. Greetings from Brother Abel. Greetings from Bukavu. Greetings from the Bright Church from Kigali. Greetings from Brother Raffaele in Italy. Greetings from Bashkirian. Greetings from Russia. Greetings from Mozambique. Greetings from Bulgaria. Greetings Lilongwe, Malawi. Greetings from the church from Kharkov in the Ukraine. And greetings from Italy. Greetings from Brother Algier, Brother Silva, from South Africa. We are just joined with all worldwide. And we may say that all have the possibility to listen and to believe, and that what the Lord has to say to us in this time, to really to receive it, and then is being fulfilled what our Lord has said. He who believes in me, as the scripture says. That's very important. Now just briefly, of the last report from Abidjan. Now just imagine a worldly newspaper published 12 pages of our last visit in this country. A worldly newspaper 12 pages specifically for us, time and again, I was mentioned here, the meetings were mentioned, and even as the headline, there is no Trinity, everything what we spoke about, and the main subjects, just time and again, it's written here, the Apostle Ewald Frank has come with the message of God addressed to all the people. No preacher could have made it better than those who made it here. May God bless all. There are photographs. There were more than 7,000 people have come to hear the word of the Lord. Also there, with police escort, all the ways were accompanied by the police. Just so wonderful that the Lord gives grace, giving grace to every journey. And when we look back to the last months, whether it was in Romania, not so, Brother Daniel, you brothers who are here today, Brother John, and all who took part in the arrangements, where in Europe, where are coming together 2,000 people to hear the word of God. Just so wonderful how the Lord blesses. And the most mighty is, sometimes I don't like it so much, that everything is being put in the internet. Even the interview in England, which I didn't like so much, but everything can be heard and seen now. Even Norway, I was in Norway. Everything can be listened to now and watched. Doesn't matter where the word is preached. Just so grateful. Grateful to the Lord for everything what has now become possible. And also today, on all continents, all can join us and can listen and can believe what God has to say to us in this time. Now just briefly, coming to the timely events, We will not spend much time with it. In our country, in the country where the Reformation experienced its breakthrough, there the most important Bible translation, the Luther translation, is being published anew with 15,000 changes. With 15,000 changes of the text which is now in the Luther Bible. And now, very shortly, it will not be read anymore, there was a storm which the Lord was calming down, but there came a tsunami. And then one will not read anymore, a virgin shall bear a son. One will read, a young woman shall bear a son. One change after the other. How long shall God watch at this and look at this? And one of those spiritual people have written there, the death, the atonement death of Jesus Christ was not necessary at all. It is incomprehensible how people can forget themselves and can go into error. And therefore, we can thank always anew that the Lord has given grace. Then, the other thing here, how Brother Branham has seen it, 1933 in June, the car is driving without being driven by a man. Even in Germany now, the president was sitting in a truck without that the truck was driven by a man. Everything is happening before our eyes. Here it's written, trucks without driver. And the president is driving in this truck. Then we have it here. One cannot go here into details. But let us say it just briefly. Did you hear it? Of that, what happened in Orleon? There a man comes into a school, into a college, shooting down, first of all, the professor. And then he says to the classroom, please, lay down on your faces. And then he says, all you Christians, please stand up. In 1 second, you will see your God. And he shoots just 10 people. He shot them. One cannot imagine anymore what is happening in our time. And then, when we look at all this, especially the events in the Middle East, in the Near East, that what is written here, Iran and the Palestinians, the President Abbas, are threatening Israel. And here, it's even written, Without any doubt, we will destroy Israel. And then, concerning the treaty, it's written here, for this treaty, there's only a time span of 18 months left. Everything is running really in a high speed. And when we look at this, also now with China, with Russia, with all that, the states there. Yes, brothers and sisters, where have we arrived? If already the things which are happening after the rapture, if these things are already in preparation, even China, just before Damascus, they have a warship Putin has everything in the country already, and everything is written. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, if that, what is happening after the rapture, if this is already, if everything is already prepared, how near is then the return of the Lord? One could go here, read, what is happening in our time. Also in Ezekiel, chapter 38, of the King of the North. I brought with me a world map. That what is red here is Russia. Of the border with Finland up to Vladivostok, where one looks over to Korea and to Japan. And if it says the King of the North, and this little point here is Israel. This is Israel. I looked it up. Israel has 33,000 square kilometers. And the neighboring countries have 990,000 square kilometers. And then, nevertheless, it's about this tiny little Israel, which can be hardly seen on the world map. But God led it in such a way that it had to come this way. And it has come this way. Now, what really touches me is that now the Jewish population has now reached the stand, that's how it is written in the Israel News, which was before the Holocaust, namely exactly 17 millions. And now we have 17 million Jews. And I tell you this because of one reason. When I heard what happened in the Third Reich, I tell you, it really touched me. And in all believings, people, all the people, believers, they told us that the curse was on Germany because what was done with the Jews. And it really touched me. Even when I was sitting with Brother Branham at the same table, it really touched me. It touched me so much. And just imagine, the man of God tells me, out of the blue sky, that's how one could say it. Brother Frank, on Germany, there is no curse. God will only judge those who were guilty. Just so wonderful. Also our questions, he answered them. These are important questions which are touching us. One could really read all these things, also about the river Euphrates, up to the book of Revelation, chapter 9, Revelation 16, where the river Euphrates is mentioned, and that the four judgment angels are bound at the river Euphrates on year, day, month, and hour. They are bound to then destroy the third of mankind. Everything is written. And then even written in Revelation 19 that the river Euphrates will dry out so that the kings of the east, the way is prepared. And then it's written that all of the hosts will be 200 millions. 200 millions. You see? The King of the North and everything from the East, from China. And then we have it as written in the Word of God. 200 millions. And then the Lord will reveal himself in the moment when they will enter the land of Israel. Then God will intervene, and then they will burn the weapons for 7 years, heaping them up, as written in the prophet Ezekiel. But let us say it once again, when the preparations are taking place already, what is happening after the rapture, now already they are in full swing. When it will be loudly said, Israel, we will destroy Israel. Brothers and sisters, no one will destroy Israel. Whether we read it in Isaiah 11, whether in Jeremiah 31, whether in Ezekiel 36, God promised to gather his people from all nations. And on the fig tree we should recognize that the time is near. And already in the Old Testament, the people of Israel was compared with the fig tree by the Lord himself. Let us say it very loud and clear. As our Lord emphasized it a couple of times, when you see all these things coming to pass, then lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. One more remark, brothers and sisters. Everything is touching my heart. I see that the time is coming to its end, and the work is not yet finished. We are coming together in great expectation that the supernatural moving of God really can break through and can be manifested, that all are being helped in the soul, in the spirit, and in the body, that God's word can find confirmation. And in this connection, as you all know, the brethren who refer to Brother Branham, they make us more trouble than all the others together, because they always refer to Brother Branham, but never they go back to the Word of God. Let me say this. From 1958 on, I received the tapes in this form. Every sermon, almost 600 tapes I received from the USA, all the sermons which Brother Branham preached from 1958 on were sent to me as this tape here. So I'm really acquainted with that, what Brother Branham preached, whatever he taught. I could almost say I grew up with it. I received everything by grace. Even before the opening of the seals, I was with him. And when he speaks about the seven thunders, then I know what he means. But when the brothers say that the seven thunders, that the seven thunder revelation is still, I must say, everything what belonged to the ministry of Brother Branham is already a part of the plan of salvation. It's already a part of the plan of salvation. Nothing is anymore in the future. Everything since 50 years, everything took place already. And all the instructions which the Lord has given to his servant and prophet, we leave them just as God said it and as it took place, without giving the slightest interpretation to it. What I also wanted to say, just think of it. Here, one sermon, and here, 1,200 sermons. 1,200 sermons of Brother Branham in this little iPod, which I have with me on all my journeys. I just wanted to say this, that we know we have not followed cunningly devised fables. We also didn't take one quote out of context, but we preached the word of the Lord. And because since December 1958, we translated the sermons of Brother Branham. Brother Branham said on the 28th of November 1963, he said, in Germany, hundreds are gathering to hear the sermons. And they have a little device. They put a little earphone in their ears and they are playing the tapes. And that what I'm saying, they are translating into their language. And the sermon is being translated before hundreds. 28th of November, 1963. And one more quote here, which I would like to read here, from the 12th of June, 58. Just now, a man from Germany laid his arm around me. Then he says a few words to it. Let us say it confidently. I didn't jump with a parachute into something. No. I received the grace from God to hear all the sermons and to experience everything. And when Brother Branham, then he says, even on the 29th of December 63, here it's written, the Pentecostals can make all things. They can imitate all things. But one thing is still coming, namely, when the squeeze is coming, when the pressure comes, then that, what you see in a little thing now, you will see it in the full power manifested. But this is not bound to his person, but this will happen in our midst, because all promises of God are yes and amen. And we preached here that we are having part in that what God is doing right now. We also read a wonderful word. One could refer to Jerusalem, to Mount Zion. I noted it down. Jerusalem is written 780 times in the Bible. Mount Zion, 157 times in the Bible. It's the book of God. And Israel is and remains the people of God. And the natural branches were broken off because of their unbelief, so that the wild olive tree can be grafted in, and that they have part in the divine life which comes forth from the roots. Now, Just briefly to the word of introduction, a few thoughts now. Here it's written, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 8. Perhaps we must read also verse 7, because of the context. And to you who are troubled, rest with us. When the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. Let us stop here. Do you notice that this coming is not the rapture? When the Lord comes as the bridegroom to take the bride home, then he doesn't come to take vengeance. Then he doesn't come to do the judgment. Then that doesn't come in fire, in flaming fire. No, then he comes as the bridegroom to take his beloved bride home. And when we then read on and read the parallel scriptures, the day of the Lord will burn as an oven. In that moment where God takes vengeance, then it's on those who didn't believe. And when he returns as the bridegroom to take us home, then two will lay on one bed. One will be taken and one will be left. But there's no fire, there's no judgment, there's no vengeance. There, the prepared bride will be picked up by the bridegroom, and then we will meet him in the air, and then we will be with the Lord always. There are the various comings of the Lord. Also, when he will come, Matthew 25, and when he will sit on the throne of his glory, and when all the nations will appear before him to be judged. There are the various comings, and this we just have to understand. When we preach the word, we must place it divinely, knowing where what belongs. Then in Matthew 24, then also especially in Luke 21, we have, of course, the description of that, what will happen in general. Brothers and sisters, I'm absolutely overwhelmed in what kind of way our Lord placed and divided everything. Here, in Matthew 24, right from the beginning, it speaks especially in verse 3. Matthew 24, verse 3, it was said, second part. Let us read it fully. Matthew 24, verse 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And then, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world, of the world age? Then we have here the first description from verse 4 up to verse 8. Just a description which was given in general, right in verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. And then he lines out. And the second part, is then written from verse 9 up to verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And then our Lord, from verse 15 on, he comes to that what happened 70 after Christ, 70 AD. And there he says, pray that your flight will not happen in the winter or that it will fall upon the Sabbath. Here he gives a precise description of that from verse 15, what happened at that time. And then from verse 23, we have again a next portion of the end time in which we are living now. Here it's being said repeatedly in verse 24, for instance, there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. The elect are those who are now being called out, whose names were written before the foundation of the world into the Lamb's Book of Life. Yes. Then we have it in verse 27. We said it. We are told precisely how the return of the Lord will take place. In all of the message, it's that they say the Lord returns in various steps, and they place the various steps. And already in 63, the Lord started to descend. No, and again, no. The blood is still upon the throne of grace. We are still in the time of grace. The Lord does not descend now. Therefore, it's being said here in verse 27, Matthew 24, verse 27, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. What do we want more? That's how it is written, and that's how we believe it, and that's how it will take place. Yeah, and then, brothers and sisters, comes even that what happens after the great tribulation. From verse 29, here we read, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. Not in our time, but after the bride was raptured, and after all the others have to go through the great tribulation, after this tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven. Just thank God for God's holy word. It's just so mighty in what kind of way everything is written. And if we go back to the Old and New Testament, before the day of the Lord comes, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon shall turn into blood. And here we are told that after the great tribulation this will take place. Then we can go back to the book of Revelation. When the sixth seal will be opened, then happens that what we have read here. And the sun shall be darkened. You can really read it. And I say it once again. Thanks be to the living God for the leading of the Holy Spirit who really kept us in balance, leading us into all the truth, into the finest details of the Word, leading us. And we can really say that there's not one point over which we can stumble, and there's not one point which remained unclear. But God really took care for everything. Here, we can read it in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, verse 12. Revelation 6, verse 12. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. Now, we had now a blood moon, and we really, before 4 o'clock I got up, and it was written, especially in the Israel news, that the moon will turn to blood. And really, when was it? From Monday to Tuesday night, 4 o'clock in the morning I got up, and my wife made photos. One sees the blood, but this is of course not that. What is it? It will happen. There will be signs in the moon and the sun. There will be signs, but not that what will take place in the sixth seal, but only that we are made attentive to that. Yes. Why do I say this here? Also our brother from Paraguay. He cannot only sing a song. He can sing a couple of stanzas of that, what is being preached in the so-called message. But they don't go back to the Word. And therefore, we're always grateful to God. And the main thing, brothers and sisters, is that we are ready at the return of the Lord. Because this, our Redeemer, really, he emphasized it here in Matthew 24. The most important verse in Matthew 24 is 42. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord does come. So watch and pray that you don't fall into temptation, but that you remain steadfast, knowing that when they will say, Christ is here, or Christ is there, he's in the desert, or he's there, don't believe it. Don't believe it. For as the lightning cometh out from the east and shineth unto the west, so shall the return of the Lord be. This verse is the very important verse. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord does come. And the same words, we have it in Luke 21 as an admonition. We got it along our way. Luke 21. Here it's written in verse 35 and 36. Luke 21, verse 35 and 36. For as a snare shall it come, the day of the Lord, shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be counted worthy, that you receive strength to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. What is it all about in our proclamation which we are commissioned to. We must say to all people, we must say, also in our meetings, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to confirm that we received the forgiveness of sins. Brothers and sisters, the mission center is not a place where we just meet and where our children can probably play. It's not a park, a free time park. No, it's a place where we're coming together in the presence of God to hear the Holy Word of God. And all who have not yet experienced a conversion, brothers and sisters, narrow is the gate and narrow is the way which leads to life. And there are a few who find it. We must find grace in the sight of God. And we must recognize that we are lost, that we sinned, and that we receive and accept the forgiveness. Also, a few drops of tears can flow here, saying, Lord, I became guilty. Forgive me. Be merciful to me. Do not impute anything to me, but give me the full forgiveness. We must experience a conversion. We must preach repentance so that we are born again unto a living hope. Remember John 20. There the Lord breathed upon his disciples and he said, receive the Holy Ghost. The same word which is written in Genesis chapter 2, I think chapter 2. And the Lord breathed into Adam the breath of life, and he became a living soul. That's how the Lord breathed his spirit. And only by the Spirit of the Lord a new birth can take place and a new life can come into our soul. There the man became a living soul when the Lord breathed the breath of life into them. And here we are born again unto a living hope because the Lord breathed his spirit into us and our soul receives eternal life by grace. And then comes the spirit baptism. Nevertheless, despite of that, what our Lord said in John 20, despite of that, he was breathing on them and he said, receive the Holy Ghost. Despite of that, he said, wait in Jerusalem until ye are endued with the Spirit from on high. The one is the receiving of eternal life, and the other one is the equipping with a power from on high, so that the Lord can carry out his ministry in the church. And we must also come to this place, that we not only think, huh, the brother will do it. No, God will do it. God will do it. And I really ask you that no one expects something from us. Everything depends on God. Only from him comes the new divine life. And as we said it the last time, from Romans chapter 9 and also Isaiah 28, the Lord says, he will finish his work. He will finish his work unto the glorious day of his return. Let us say it once again. The greatest pain which is being made to me, done to me, is by those who refer to Brother Branham and having closed the Bible a long time, not caring at all about what is written in the Bible, but just saying, the prophet said, and the prophet said, this is the greatest pain. And out of this, they made the consequence that I correct Brother Branham. I'm not even dreaming about this. But I just say, we not only say it's written here, but we know where it belongs, in what context the written word belongs. Namely, so that the divine picture is put together in a harmony. Did you ever hear of me that I you will not hear me criticize anything what Brother Brennan said, and the grace which God has given us to put and to place everything back into the Scripture, finding the answer there, especially with 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. One just have to differentiate. The one is Matthew 25, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him, and then the cry at midnight, the bridegroom, and then, he who is ready enters into the marriage supper. But in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, it's not about that what we are preaching today, but it says, it speaks of the direct return of the Lord. That's how it is written. The Lord himself will descend. Did the brothers really lose their mind? Do they really have corrupt minds? What happened with them? Always the prophet said, back to the word. That's how Brother Branham always said it. And that's how we will do it until the end. Let us read confidently this text from 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 4, as written here, from verse 14, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, we could read from verse 13, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep. Here it's about them who are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Then, verse 14, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him.
Excuse me.
We would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. Then it says, those who are asleep in Christ, God, Jesus. What is missing here? Everything is being said very clearly. Then verse 15. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord.
Amen.
This we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the return of the Lord shall not precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. This all happens. All this happens at the same time, in the same moment. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall be always be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And this we are doing. For me, the biblical placing means everything to me. One could say, prophet said. But the placing of the divine events in the plan of salvation is absolutely necessary. And therefore, time and again, concerning the return of the Lord, this we emphasized many times, the message which is going forth now, shall we repeat it once again? This was said to Brother Branham, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ. But this is not 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. This is the preparing of the way before the return of the Lord. Not the return, but the preparation for the return of the Lord. John the Baptist prepared the way for the Lord. And this must happen now, that bride and bridegroom are being united, coming into total agreement, and that the bride hears that what the Spirit is saying unto the church. Just say amen to it. This is what is important now. And we time and again can confess not only that we believe the promise, but also that we place the ministry which God has given in a supernatural way to Brother Branham. Let us say it once again. Whether it's concerning the seventh seal, whether it concerns the third pull or the seven thunders, concerning the tenth vision, whatever it may refer to, please. This belonged to the ministry of Brother Branham. And I hope that all brothers who have respect before God and His Word, that they all understand it the right way. And if I would ask all these brothers the question, what does the Bible say about the seven thunders? Then they should confess nothing. Because thus it is written, when the seven thunders uttered their voices, then the voice came down from heaven, seal what the seven thunders uttered. And write it not. It's not even written. What then? What now? But when we think on the 28th of February 1963, when Brother Branham came to Sunset Mountain, close to Flagstaff, Arizona, he was sent there, and the seven mighty thunderclaps were sounded, and the whole region was shook, and the stones were rolling down the mountain. This is that. And there, the seven angels appeared in the supernatural cloud. And therefore, the seven thunders had such a meaning for Brother Branham, because it was in the context with the seven seals, with the opening of the seven seals. There he was told, return to Jeffersonville, for the seven seals will be opened. Thanks be to God. All this, how many times I heard it on tapes, how many times I know where it must be placed. I wished that all brothers would really come to their sound mind and respect the word of God. If I would ask them, what does the Bible say about the tent vision. Then they also would have to admit nothing. And if I would ask, what does the Bible say about the third pull? Then they should admit nothing. Let me say it with respect. Let me say it. What concerned to the ministry of Brother Branham belonged to the ministry of Brother Branham. And in the proclamation which was entrusted to us, we have to preach the word. Preach the word. Also, this I like to hear always. When Brother Branham gives his testimony and he says, when he laid the cornerstone of his tabernacle in 1933, he heard a voice. Read 2 Timothy chapter 4. And he put this text into this cornerstone, into the foundation stone. Read 2 Timothy chapter 4. Yes. And then when the Lord said to me, get up and read 2 Timothy chapter 4. And there it's written, preach the word. Preach the word, be it in season or out of season. Because the people will come on the scene teaching and preaching various doctrines, putting fables into the world. Let us summarize, brothers and sisters, what is it all about now? We see in every way, on all levels, we see that the end time is far advanced, that everything is coming to fulfillment. Even now, in the Middle East, everything is in preparation. And when the city of Damascus is mentioned, then I really remember when I preached in Damascus. It was a completely different time, in the midst of the 70s. Preaching in Aleppo, preaching in Lebanon, preaching in Cairo. Yes, what is today? And it's written in Isaiah 17, verse 1, Damascus will be destroyed, and it will no more called be a city. Everything is now in preparation, and we are very grateful to God that we may see the people of Israel was gathered from more than 147 nations, and thereby we recognize in a special way that we have reached the end now. All these things are already in preparation, which are happening, which will happen after the rapture, which will happen even after the tribulation. How near is then the return of the Lord? And nevertheless, we must emphasize it. Remain sober in all decisions of life, whether young or old, whether great or little. Let us make our decisions, which we can live and which we can die, decisions with which we can stand before God, knowing that His blessing really rests upon it. Be ready to stand before Him, as a German song goes, to see His glory. How nice, brothers and sisters, that we may live now, knowing what is written in 2 Peter chapter 3, in verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise. He's just waiting, and He's patient until the last ones are called. Do we have in our midst today such who are here today for the first time, who are listening for the first time, that God has a plan of salvation, that God has given promises, that we all by nature are lost, and that we need salvation? Do we have such who would like to dedicate their lives to the Lord? Do we have such who doctrinally have difficulties, be it with the Godhead, be it with water baptism, be it with election, whatever it might be. I'm asking all of you, in the name of the Lord, receive the divine teaching by faith, because that's how the Lord said it. Teaching will go forth from me, and then teaching, the law will go forth from Mount Zion, and the doctrine from Jerusalem. Not from Rome, but from Jerusalem. And therefore, we must go back to the word which was at the beginning in Jerusalem under the direct leading and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. May all who are here today and may all who are listening worldwide, may all make their decision for the Lord. Let us say it once again. Here is not a leisure park to which we come. No. Here is the place where we hear and preach the Word of God and where we experience our preparation by His grace. And the decision which we make while hearing the Word of God, this decision we will take with us. May God bless this evening in which the one or the other was mentioned. May He really use it, that we have respect before the Word of God, that we find grace to place everything correctly. Just as our Lord asked always, did you understand all this? Did you understand all this? Also concerning the various comings of the Lord, everything is grace, and again grace. To Him, the Almighty God, to the faithful God, who finishes His plan of salvation in our time, He says to each one, also to those who are newly added, He's calling. He says, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest unto your souls. He is not only teaching, his salvation, his deliverance, healing, everything is in the divine message included. And we have sung the song of the cross. Here we must be honest, saying, beloved Lord, give it to me, that I, like Paul can say, I'm crucified with Christ. Now I live no more, but Christ lives His life in me. The impact on that what happened on the cross of Calvary must be manifested in our lives. Not my will, but your will be done. And then comes the love of God also to it. Oh, as a German song goes, the love of God, always anew. Let us say it once again. God has sent His servant and prophet. He fulfilled the promise. Behold, I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. And therefore, that what God said through him, it must be placed biblically, so that not a new religion or new denomination comes up. No, so that we all are being taught by God, becoming one heart and one soul in the kingdom of God, coming to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Together, we will thank the Lord in a special way, namely that we recognize the day and the hour, that we recognize the signs of the time, the developments which are happening now, seeing them, placing them, and lifting up our heads, for we know that our redemption is drawing near to the faithful God who has given the instruction. So the message which was entrusted to you will forerun the second coming of Christ. And this message is being carried already 50 years into all the world. And the ends of the world heard it. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And verse 10 in chapter 25, every time one could say it anew, those who were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Also this I'm saying again, brothers and sisters, you're not coming here in vain. We are hearing together the word of God. We believe with all our hearts that the Lord in our time, he will finish his work, that he has sent his servant and prophet to bring us back to the beginning, back to the Word, just as he emphasized it many times himself. Also for this, in all these years, all the sermons were sent to me to have part in that ministry which God has given in our time. And I'm 100% convinced, because of a divine commission, the last divine message, I may carry it into all the world. I say it once again. If a unbelieving newspaper, if unbelievers are confirming that what happened in these three meetings, that what was preached there, one subject after the other, they mention it in the newspaper, and they just have to say it. That what was preached is just scriptural. One cannot resist it. And so the whole country and the surrounding countries have heard the word of the Lord. And we are grateful for our brothers, especially for our brother Tati, and for Brother Jean Lambert, who served the people of God in the French language. And all can hear and all can believe what God is doing in our time. To him, the faithful Lord, be the adoration and worship for everything. Did you all understand the right thing? Did you all understand it the right way? Let us all stand up. Let us thank the Lord. Today I would like to ask, how many are here who would like to dedicate their lives to the Lord? How many are here who cannot report yet of a day where they consciously have come to the Lord, where they really repented, asking for forgiveness, and where they received the certainty, the assurance that the Lord has forgiven me, the Lord has taken away my guilt. I believe that he has shed his blood for me, giving me the forgiveness by his grace. Let us sing the chorus, "Just as I am." Afterward, we will pray. As we are bowing our heads, and as we remain in silent prayer before God, we are in His presence, who promised, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Who already promised in the Old Testament, there where I will put my name, there I will speak with you and bless you. The Lord has given us His word. He has given us His love. He has given us the insight and the understanding of the events. The Holy Spirit leads into all truth. Do you feel the presence of God? It's a holy atmosphere in this building. The Lord God speaks to each heart. He says to all, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest for your souls. Or if already converted, and let us bring now all our requests before the Lord. Let us bring it to Him. Only He can help us. Who would like to be included into this prayer before the throne of grace? Raise your hands. Everywhere. Yes, all of us. We can raise our hands, saying, Lord, be merciful to me. Forgive, do not account, and manifest your power and glory. Brothers and sisters, God is present. The holiness of God fills this building. God is present. He spoke to our hearts. And we heard the word, and we believe it. Precious Lord, we are coming now together before your throne of grace, and we bring you all brothers, all sisters, all those who are gathered here, with all the prayer requests, with all the troubles, whether young or old, whether great or little. We are all coming to you today. You spoke with us. Today, you are present to confirm your word, to save, to deliver, to heal. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Give all the grace to experience the full salvation, for them personally to receive it and accept it, to give you, the beloved Lord and Savior, the thanks. Great God, what a grace that we can be gathered in your presence. It's still the time of grace. The blood is still upon the mercy seat. There's still forgiveness, deliverance, and healing. Dear Lord, you are the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Give now all the faith that you have answered our prayers, that you helped us on the day of salvation, that our coming was worthwhile, and that you have heard and answered. To you, the faithful Lord and Savior, be the worship and the praise and the glory. Also, for that you have opened our eyes, that we can place everything scripturally. O God in heaven, every word which was written, everything what was preached, we, by your grace, we can place it scripturally. Once again, I thank you with all my heart for the grace which you have given to all of us. And I ask you, may all believe that you have heard us and answered us, and that you helped us all, that you have given to all forgiveness and deliverance and healing. Your word does also not return void today, but it has accomplished for what it was sent for. To you, the Almighty God, be the praise and glory. Precious Lord, bless all over the earth, beginning from New Zealand up to the end of the earth, in all peoples and tongues and nations. To you be the thanks for the ministry of your servant and prophet. To you be the thanks for the Old and New Testament. To you be the thanks for the Holy Spirit who leads us into all the truth. To you, the Almighty God, be the praise and glory. Yes, to the only God be the praise and glory, now and forever. Bless also all the sick who have put their handkerchiefs there, so that I not only wipe my sweat, but that they have faith that you are confirming your word. Be with them, Lord. To you be the glory. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all the people say, hallelujah. And all the people said, amen. You may be seated. If our sisters have a fitting song, what kind of songs are not fitting? Everything what God has given us. Please come and sing it to us. And then we'll come to the end. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God.
Bist du bereit zu der Stunde, wenn Gott die Seinen heimholt? Hast du vernommen die Kunde, wie er die Seinen belohnt? Wenn er erscheint in den Wolken, in Majestät und in Pracht, ich kann's nicht sagen in Worten, mein Herz es jubelt und wacht. Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen, herrlich im Vaterland, wundervoll sind seine Werke. Herrlich im weißen Gewand. Kannst du begreifen die Liebe, die Jesus Christus dir beut? Bist du mit ihm dann im Frieden, wenn Jesus käme noch heut? Er hat die Städte bereitet für die noch wartende Schar, die immer treu für ihn streiten. Es kommt der verheißene Tag. herrlich auf goldenen Straßen, herrlich im Vaterland. Wundervoll sind seine Werke, herrlich im weißen Gewand. Nichts ist vom Leid mehr geblieben, Spott und Hohn sind dann vorbei. Jesus will allzeit dich lieben, dies meine Losung soll sein. Möchtest du mit in die Heimat, willst Jesus du einmal sehen. Er nur bringt dich in die schöne Stadt, du brauchst nur zu Jesus zu gehen. Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen, herrlich im Vaterland. Wundervoll sind seine Werke, herrlich im weißen Gewand. Herrlich auf goldenen Straßen, herrlich im Vaterland. Wundervoll sind seine Werke, herrlich im weißen Gewand.
Let us stand up for the closing prayer. Our beloved Heavenly Father, our hearts are burning with thankfulness that you have spoken to our hearts by your holy word. Lord, we also recognize how near the return of Jesus Christ is. The signs of the time are pointing to it, how close everything is before us. And we have only one desire, Lord, to be ready at your coming, that our clothes have been kept pure at your return, that we are found without spot, without wrinkle. Lord, make us ready. Equip us with the power from on high. Fill us with the holy oil so that our lamps are burning. Bless all your people on the earth, all who have heard your call of grace. Prepare our hearts. Let us grow in the brotherly love. Let us grow in faith. Let us walk forward together with you. Bless us together, Lord. And dismiss us with your blessing and with your peace. We thank you, Lord. You have done great things in us. To you be the thanks and worship with all our hearts. In Jesus' holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us sing. We'll give all the glory to Jesus.
Wir geben.